Micheál Lundy, congratulations on the great victory the last day, and in particular the start. I mean, to score a goal within 34 seconds, you must have been over the moon.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Delighted, I suppose. You want a great start like that, but it never usually plays that way. But it definitely helped us in the greater scheme of things, probably unravel their game plan a small bit. They probably tried to keep it as tight as possible at the back, and obviously concede no goals. They had been keeping a tight ship at the back for the last couple of games, and they kind of did tighten up a lot this year. And I suppose the goal gave us great freedom at the start, and probably pulled them out their game plan a small bit, put them off their game, and it was probably ideal start for us and helped us as we went on.
Amazing the level of concentration though, Micheál, that so many players, I mean, think to Michael Farrher, there was Kieran Mullay, Sicy, Martin Farrher and yourself, all thinking really, really sharply at the right after the throw-in.
Yeah, I suppose that's just a normal day for us, like to probably try to move the ball as quick as possible, and it's just the way the ball broke to Martin Farrher. He picked out a great pass, like he put me clean through on goal. It couldn't have made it any easier for me, so yeah, delighted.
Wasn't that easy? Now you still had to take the goalie out of it, and the hop just before that made all the difference.
Yeah, just I suppose got the hop just on time. Yeah,
just on time.
But yeah, no, it was a great pass in from Sicy to Martin, and great pass from Martin to me. Definitely made it all the easier. Yeah.
But the thing then that didn't happen was you didn't become complacent. Sometimes when teams get a start like that, they say, right, we're on our way here. But you didn't. You kept working.
Yeah, I suppose, like, first minute we knew the game wasn't over. Like, there was a long, probably 59-plus injury time. There was definitely even a full 60 minutes left in the game. We knew it was going to be a full slog for the full game. And we worked hard. We played some good football at times. There's probably areas we can improve on heading into the next day. But yeah, we were delighted with it.
Yeah, I was commenting about that in some of the interviews I've done this evening, where you know when you made errors, and there were errors in the game, it didn't affect you though. It was always about the next ball. It was all about the next play.
Yeah, I suppose that's it. Like, we try to focus on it. There's no point dropping the heads when you make mistakes, because obviously ultimately players are going to make mistakes. It's a game of football. Other team are putting pressure on you. No one can have the perfect game. But like I said, there is areas for improvements. But like, credit to the lads. We worked hard. We kind of kept them to only 7 points. But lads worked hard. And we'll expect much more of the same the next day. The lads will work hard. But hopefully we can fine tune a few of the errors we made the last day, and we can push on and perform again on the day.
Now, you as captain the last day, you got that crucial goal. It was a great start for the team. How much pressure is there as captain to be able to perform like that?
There's no extra pressure. I said it there earlier to someone else. It's an honour to be captain of Curfin, but at the end of the day, it's tight. Just, I'm delighted to be playing on the team. Like, there's no guarantees you're going to make the starting 15. There's such competition within the squad. Like, I don't take any extra pressure being captain or whatnot. There's great leaders within the group. People stand up and be counted. Some people tend to be more vocal, and some people tend to show more actions, but the team is full of leaders, so captain is great honour, like I said, but it's just a title. It's a team full of leaders, and everyone steps up time and time again.
Now you have a different opposition the next day. You have Kilcoo. They're not the kind of normal opposition. People wouldn't have expected them to be there. In your preparations for it, out on training, on the training ground, does that play into your heads, or do you just, you know, continue to train the way you've always trained?
Yeah, we continue to train the way we always train. Obviously, we do a bit of work and try and assess them and try and get any tips we can. We do a bit of video work and let the management do that. Like, they are a serious opposition. Like, anyone who gets to an All-Ireland final is a very good club team, and they have great tradition there and down. And this year, they won their Ulster title, and they've been a bit of momentum with them, so they're going. But like, at the end of the day, we do a bit of work on them, try and focus. But ultimately, we try and focus as much on ourselves and improving our own game and try and play our own style of football.
And of course, it's quite obvious that the atmosphere in training must be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, like it's unreal. Like, once you win the All-Ireland semi-final, everyone's congratulating, and then bang, everyone's thinking, when are we training? Everyone's pushing for an All-Ireland final spot. Everyone wants to start, and then those who can't start want to be on the Talgan squad. Like, so there's huge competition in the squad. Like, there's great atmosphere, everyone's pushing. That's the way it's been all year. People are keep driving on the squad, and it only helps us. So we're just hoping that we're right for the day.
Well, yes, here's hoping that you'll be lifting the old Andy Merrigan Cup again, and that'll be a special day on the 20th of January rather than the 18th of March when you bring him back to Corrifin for the third time.
Yeah, it's special day if you win in Ireland, no matter what day it is. Like, so we won't. It doesn't matter when it is. It's in the day. It's all Ireland final day, no matter what occasion it is. But like, yeah, please God, we perform on the day and everyone shows, and we do get the right result, because it is a huge occasion. And hopefully, like you said, the Andy Merrigan will come back to Corrifin again this year.